It's no surprise that updating the electricity grid today will make for a better tomorrow. Increased self-sufficiency is just one of the benefits. The Great Grid Upgrade will also boost the economy and create new green jobs. And best of all, you can continue doing the things you love, like watching the latest epic nature documentary or listening to this podcast while caring for the planet too. Find out more at nationalgrid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Welcome to Soundescapes from BBC Countryfile magazine. I'm Hannah Tribe, and this week we're relaxing to a delightful piece of writing about nightingales by Dominic Cousins, accompanied by the birds themselves, and read by Fergus Collins. Nightingales is from a collection of BBC Countryfile magazine articles published in a new book, Countryfile, A Year in the Countryside, introduced by John Craven and edited by our podcast host, Fergus Collins.
It is now spring. The buds have burst, and in a few blessed places in England, nightingales are singing. But if you want to hear them, you have to be quick. They arrive around the second week of April, and by the end of May will have largely fallen silent, not to be heard again until next year. Most will be gone by the end of August, migrating back to Africa. Yet while the bird hastens south, it leaves behind a lasting impression. But what is it about the nightingale's song that's so captivating? Firstly, it's not just the song, it's the experience. The nightingale's song is at its best when the world around it is at its best. The flowers, the brilliant leaves, the frolicking animals. The beginning of May is the only time of the year when the bird sings all day long. The dawn chorus can be deafening at its peak, but the soundtrack never stops. Contrary to popular belief, male nightingales do sing during the day. It's said to be the time when males communicate only to males, a time when individuals declare and defend their territories, using song to keep rivals at bay. But the nightingales have to fight to be heard, because all the other species are doing the same. Something marvellous happens in the evening, though. After an exhausting day of vocalising, one by one, the other birds stop. Warblers finish singing while it's still light. Blackbirds, song thrushes and robins continue until it's almost dusk. Eventually, though, the coppiced woodlands and tall scrubs where nightingales live fall silent. As with any theatrical performance, hush descends as the lights go down. The stage is set. Nightingale songs start as they mean to go on, strong and confident. Their voices are loud, firm, shrill, and, due to the darkness, disembodied, adding drama to the experience. The song is a series of long trills and glorious melodies punctuated with pregnant pauses. A male may have 600 elements in his vocal repertoire, which he rearranges to give each song a unique flavour. One of the loveliest parts is when the bird preludes a phrase with a series of clear, unslurred whistles, progressing towards a crescendo, with something that sounds almost like sobbing. When you hear this, you almost have to laugh at the wonder of it all. The nightingale's song is unlike any other bird's in the way that it's breathlessly soft in some parts and loud and strident in others. It's clear and sweet one moment, then a mechanical rattle the next. The monologue is original and unexpected. It's said that female nightingales, which like many small birds, migrate after the males and fly by night, are drawn down from their nocturnal journeys by the male's song. Early ornithologists mistakenly assumed it was the other way round and that it was the females calling up to attract the attentions of the males flying by. Thus, the bird's name, which comes from the Anglo-Saxon for night songstress, refers to the females. No birdsong, however glorious to our ears, ever escapes the blood and guts reality of male competition. Only the males sing. They sing to compete for territories and for sex. The finest singers with the biggest repertoires do best, and they're usually the oldest birds, the veterans. The best singers get to pair up with a mate quickly and occasionally acquire more than one. And then, so quickly, their song finishes. The notes fade once they're no longer needed, and nightingales settle down to concentrate on a normal family life, with eggs and chicks and mess and hard work. If the males were to go on singing, they'd make terrible fathers. Perhaps that's it. The song is like the sweet early stages of romance, sweeter for being so brief, but all the more unforgettable for it.
I hope you're feeling relaxed after your escape this week. Join me next Friday for another chance to listen to the beautiful sounds of the countryside.